Hi, it's Manuel. I'm coming to you from the streets of Montreal. Actually, I'm inside a payphone booth in the streets of Montreal. The reason I'm starting my journey here is because there's less likely to be wind, which seems to be always a problem whenever you're holding a microphone. What we're going to do today is actually kind of interesting. Montreal has the largest, what I believe to be the largest underground city in the world. And what that basically means is that you can walk from one place to another and get pretty far distances and see all sorts of interesting things underground and bypass subway stations, bypass streets, and stay warm in the winter time, which I guess is a priority here. So right now I'm standing outside a station known as, I hope I pronounced this right, Place des Arts. And I know it's not Place des Arts, but I think that's how you pronounce it. I took, 15 years of French in school. I should know this by now, but unfortunately I don't. That's the American in me. I'm here inside this Bell booth. Yes, the phone company here is Bell, and they have a different kind of a logo and all that kind of thing. I'm standing here outside the Place des Arts metro station, and what I'm going to do is walk into that station, actually into the hallway that leads to that station. But I'm not going to go onto the metro. I'm going to bypass the metro and walk past it. And then that will bring me down a series of corridors into various malls, things like that. What I've done is I've calculated how far, well, not really how far, but pretty much the furthest distance I can walk underground. And that basically takes me to a station known as Peel. But I'm not going to get there directly. I probably could get there more directly than I'm going. But I'm going to walk in one direction, where I'll meet up with a completely different metro line, and then continue walking in that other direction, then come back up to this metro line and exit at the Peel station. Now, there are a couple of rules. The rule is that I have to keep moving. I'm not going to stop. There's two conditions when I'll stop, if I'm asked to by a law enforcement official, or if I see the hat that I'm wearing in the color black, then I'll stop. But other than that, that's the only two reasons I can see to stop. I have to keep moving at a regular pace, no window shopping or anything like that. On escalators, I will stand still, no walking on escalators. And real time, we're going to keep this thing going and not cut away for anything, no matter how desired that may be. I haven't done this before. I scoped out the starting point of where I was going to begin. And I actually have a map, and you need a map in this place. You need a map because it really is complex. It really is very easy to get lost and confused. And I've been very lost and confused the last few days. So I have this map that they give you at the metro stations. And basically, I'm going to, first of all, make sure that I'm recording, because that's always very important to know that you're recording when you're doing something like this so you don't have to do it again. So there'll be a little bit of fumbling and noise while I just double check that, and of course I'm going to drop the case for the device I'm using. Okay, everything looks fine. What I'm going to do is put that back inside my pocket, pick up the case I dropped on the floor, and we're going to make our way downstairs into this metro station, first out into the street, and here we are outside. They have these really cool doors here that are single slab doors, and basically the way it opens, you push and the other side goes in, one side goes out. I've never seen those in the States, but they're very simple. Just picture a single slab that you push and one end goes in, one end goes out. Very heavy duty. I guess it keeps the cold out. All right, we're down. Oh, you know what? I broke the first rule already. I was walking down the escalator. I'm sorry, that will not happen again. We're at the one of the entrances to the Place des Arts metro station. What I'm going to do is walk around that. And you can hear the metro right now. Listen, there's a train leaving. Okay, I'm not going into the station. I'm simply walking past the station and going on to a different entrance, which will take me to the entrance to the underground, the underworld, the underground city. I'm right above the tracks now. There are no trains there, but I'm walking down this rather empty corridor, which is above the metro platform. And that was an announcement that I couldn't understand. So you know you're in a subway system when you can't understand what's going on. The metro here is kind of cool. They use the rubber tires, which makes the cars very quiet. I think the metro has been around since 1966, if I'm not mistaken. And some of the cars look rather old. And the system doesn't go outside because the rubber tires don't permit that. But it's a whole lot more quiet than the U.S., than the New York system. One thing, though, that they have, which I find to be rather interesting, is their low-tech way of taking passes. You have a three-day tourist pass, which is a great deal. It gets you on any bus, any train. But it's not the kind of ticket you might expect from something in the 21st century. Walking past the other metro entrance right now to the same station, and then we're going to continue straight past the station into the hallways. And there's some nice paintings on the wall. I'm near the museum district, I believe. That's another thing. If you wander around a little too much, you find yourself in a museum. So there's all sorts of possibilities that can happen when you walk around here. Passing by a musician now playing on the side. Okay, making a right turn. I'm going to head up some stairs now. And into another corridor. So, the interesting thing is that when you get a three-day pass, like I have, you don't put it in a machine or anything like that. You simply walk up to the person behind the booth, and there's always a person behind the booth. And we're passing a record store, record bookstore on the left, and walking down this long hallway. Kind of a deserted part of what is one of the largest malls in the world, but it's going to change very soon. So what you do is you go to the person behind the booth and you simply hold up your pass. And your pass, actually what they do when you buy your pass, they scratch off the dates as if it was a lotto ticket. And those dates show up and you hold it up to the person behind the booth. They look at those dates and they look at the calendar, and if the two match, they let you in. That's how it works. It's really very low tech. And sometimes there are long lines and frustration as a result because there's only one person and other people have to deal with that. Okay, now we're in a very quiet area, but it's by some theaters and museums and things like that. I could walk through one of the entrances and I'd be inside an office building, and there's somebody there who would check to see if I was allowed to go into that building. So it's sort of like you're on the street, but you're below the street. And that's another a part of all this. You're not always below the street in the underground city. You're actually on street level sometimes, but you're still enclosed. And that's always pretty weird. Okay, now this is strange. We're right next to, I believe, a radio station. And what's particularly interesting about this, this radio station is 99.5 FM, which some of you might know. It's a frequency of WBAI, that other radio station in New York City. And this is a classical station. Apparently their headquarters are right here in the underground city. CJPX are their call letters. And it says right here, Radio Classique FM Montreal. 99.5 CJPX. That's another thing about the points. This is true in Europe, too. Points are commas. And so it's 99.5. But what's interesting, too, apart from being on the same frequency, is that I actually can receive this radio station on my satellite TV. I have a Canadian satellite TV system, and they have a bunch of radio stations. This is one thing that American satellite systems don't give you, are various radio stations throughout the country. And Classical 99.5 is one of them. And you know what? I'm sorry. I just realized I broke the rule again. I stopped. I'm not supposed to stop. I'm supposed to keep moving. So let's walk away from 99.5. And there is a studio right there. I guess Canada was sort of instrumental in starting that whole trend of having studios visible to the street with much music and various other things like that. Some people playing violin in the corridor here. Okay, now we're going to go down to the Complex des Jardins. I imagine that's the garden complex. Going down a little tiny escalator here, which I will not walk on. Standing still on the escalator as we go down a level, or maybe two-thirds of a level. Actually, it does take a long time when you don't move. All right, and here in this little section, so there's really nothing in here except a few ads and a Pepsi machine. And now there's another set of doors on the other side. I'm going to go through that, and a rather lackluster mall has begun. We have a sandwich shop. We have somebody with bronchitis. We have ATMs. We have a flower shop, a little mini food court. Yeah, and you know what? You know, one of these places, and I really should know this, one of these places is where the 2600 meeting is, and I should know that, but I don't. I don't know exactly where it is. I've been to it, and it's cool, but I it never struck me when I went there the first time, a couple of years ago, that this is part of this huge underground city, and it is huge. I have to say, you know, as somebody who hates malls, and I do hate malls, this is a special kind of a hell for me because this mall just never ends. You know, when you go to your mall, you basically you walk around in circles. There might be a few stories to it, and it's well defined. You know, there are boundaries. You can go outside, and it's over. But here it just continues, and it never seems to stop. And you know, it's kind of frightening. Right, I'm walking up to a fountain now in the middle of a rather large area. Children running around. And, yeah, it's nice and picturesque. One of nature's marvels is an indoor fountain at a mall. All right, what I have to do now is figure out what my next destination is. It's sort of like I'm on safari here, except I'm going through a series of malls. I have to look at the map and figure out where it is I'm going exactly. Must look like a real idiot standing in a mall with a map, but that's what you have to do. If you don't do that, you'll really get lost for sure. Okay, so I think I'm heading, I'm making a right turn now. Well, actually, no, I'm heading in the same direction. Oh boy, I'm all turned around already. Okay, I think I have to go in the same direction that I was just going, and I'll get into an even bigger mall then. And what's happening now is I'm basically leaving one mall area and heading to a much bigger one. That's if I do this right. Now, keep in mind, I have walked through here before just to scope it out, but I still got lost. And you know, they have little. Well, that's outside. You see, if I step outside, the game's over. I've lost. By the way, I'm in a full-fledged mall now. I'm fashion stores and various other things that malls have. Okay, now I could go downstairs. Maybe that will go someplace else. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try going downstairs on the escalator. See if that might lead me someplace else, because I am actually at street level now. If I go underground, yeah, this looks promising. I think there is more stuff ahead. Going down a full level. If I don't look weird enough talking into a microphone, of course I'm holding this map, looking like a complete idiot and totally lost. Okay. This whole system, by the way, is called RISO, which is a play on the word, I believe it's pronounced RISO, which means network in French. It's spelled R-E-S-O. and the O is made up of the... This can't be right. This is an empty corridor. This is a Government of Canada complex I'm entering here. Okay, now I have to consult the map and see just where I went wrong. As the beautiful music plays, it's Hydro-Quebec. Do we want that? I don't think we do. Oh, wait, do we want this? We do want this. Okay, this complex is... Okay, I'm all turned around now. The Guy Favreau complex. Okay, this is good then. I'm going the right way. I haven't been this way before. That's it's rather confusing because there are just so many different possible ways to go. It's something that you can certainly lose your mind over. If you walk around enough times and you think you know where something goes and it goes someplace completely different the next day, then for sure you've lost a bit of your sanity. Okay, this almost looks abandoned where I am right now. There's an escalator, but it's not running. I'm going to just walk up the steps then. It looks like I'm going into a building of some sort. Sign for the YMCA, Guy Favreau. I definitely feel like I'm in some kind of office complex or governmental complex. Okay, there were signs up ahead. I guess I should try and figure out what the next mall stop is. I'm at the Immigration and Refugee Board of Canada. Okay, this is something I wasn't planning on. I want to continue going straight and into the Guy Favreau complex, but my destination at this point is the Place d'Armes, I think I'm pronouncing that right, metro station. So I guess I'll just look for any sign for the metro and keep going that way. Okay, I see signs here for an elevator going downstairs, but that's to parking. Don't want that. Oh, but this does look promising. I see what look like shoppers ahead, and well, that's always a welcome sight. Benches. I don't know if those are fake trees, but they're definitely under fluorescent light. So we seem to be moving back into the world of malls. Okay, I see a doorway to the outside. Now, of course, if I step outside, I kind of lose the game then, so I can't really go outside. But I do see escalators next to that, so hopefully those escalators will give me an opportunity to avoid this. I've never been to this part before, so I don't really know where I'm heading. Okay, looking at the directions here on the sign, don't see anything about a metro station. Oh, there it is. Okay. Big green sign ahead saying Palais de Congrès Metro. That's not the right one. Hold on. Palais de Congrès. Palais Place d'Armes is what I want. Did I go to the wrong place? How could I have possibly done that? Okay, you know, this metro station isn't even listed. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right, I was confused. I was reading it wrong. Okay, so now I'm going down the escalator into another quiet section. And I'll soon be close to my second metro stop, although this is a metro stop on a different line. I've walked clear from one line to another, and then what I'll do is walk along that line a little bit before going back up to the line where I will be finishing. I have an automatic door here. It's going to open, hopefully, as I walk towards it. It's always nice when that happens. And now I feel like we're in some kind of wind tunnel here. Very empty. Just brick all around, brick on the floor, brick on the side. It's very bricky.
Hey, this is Emmanuel. I'm calling in live from Berlin here on the day before New Year's. I'm getting several calls about this, that the people at the station are airing the thing about me walking through the mall. You know, I was never supposed to make it onto the air. It's like watching paint peel. It's probably the most boring thing I've ever recorded in my life. So this is a special appeal to the people at the station. Please continue looking for the show that's supposed to be on tonight, which is my interview with Dick Cheney that I recorded last week. You know, I talked to you guys before about making sure that went on, because that's a pretty important interview, and of course you only have permission to air it tonight. They're very clear about that. So, go back to the thing about the mall, I guess, for the next few minutes while you're looking for the tape. But really, I mean, I'm surprised I was able to reach him. He was very revealing, very honest, I think. And it was a terrific opportunity to speak to the Vice President about various issues that concern all of us. So please stay tuned to Off the Wall, as we will be presenting an interview with Dick Cheney as soon as we can find it. And until that happens, here's my tour through a bunch of malls in Montreal.
This really is amazing, though. I'm wandering all throughout the bowels of Montreal. And while I don't know exactly where I am making great progress. Okay. All right, and I see now where I want to go is to the left after I went down this staircase. And another several maps of the underground. And here's a metro entrance. This is the metro station. I could go in here if I wanted to, but then that would be breaking the rules as well, because I'm not supposed to enter the metro. And now this is not where I'm supposed to be. But at least I know that I am in the general area. Let me just check this. Okay, that's where I came from. I don't want to go back there. I want to move ahead towards Bonaventure. Let's look at this map here. Okay, right now I'm at that metro station. And I want to go ahead in the opposite direction I'm going. See, right now already I'm all turned around. I have no idea where exactly I've been. Okay, I just came down that escalator. So, okay. Here I am inside another mallish looking area. Okay, now this looks a bit more encouraging. I just don't see any signs for where I want to be. Just very, very long open hallway here, with some stores and things. I'm going to just try walking down this side and see where I go, because it definitely goes someplace I haven't been before. This, by the way, would make an incredible video game, where basically you're running around, I guess, you know, shooting people, because that's what all video games are about. But just, it's how you feel, you know, when you're going through these endless corridors and passageways. It feels like something out of Doom. And you just have to keep trying to figure it out, you know, draw maps and things like that, because God knows they haven't drawn a good enough one for you to actually figure it out yourself. So you just got to keep moving, keep trying to get somewhere. And that's what this is all about. Except I don't really seem to be succeeding at doing that. I've gotten myself totally lost down here. All you can do is keep walking. It's bad enough, you know, I get lost in the streets. Now I'm getting lost in the underground. But I imagine, you know, once you do this a few times, you probably get quite good at it. Okay, now I'm at a place where there's paintings and an art gallery and various things like that. But it's inside a mall. Okay, I'm still somewhat lost, so what I'm going to do is take another look at this map. I'm going down an escalator, by the way, as I head towards the Place Bonaventure. This particular network of underground malls and shops and tunnels and things like that is unusual now, but as I open this glass door... Oh, this is interesting. I'm going down a hill now in this rather curvy tunnel. And ahead of me is Square Victoria. Okay. You know, that's another entrance to the same metro station, but hopefully I won't be trapped into going into it, because I need to go past it. And what is this, three metro stations now? We've three metro stations and two lines. that we've passed so far. I don't think we're even halfway done. But as I've been trying to say, I'm sorry, I keep getting distracted because you can really get hopelessly lost in this place if you're not careful. Okay, I'm in a sort of a round area now. Kind of a meeting point, I believe. Here is a map of the underground city, and there's a long corridor ahead. I believe I have to continue going this way. Okay, I'm at Square Victoria. I'm heading towards Bonavent Shore. And just make sure by looking at the sign up here, am I going the right way? Yes, I am. Okay. What's interesting is that, I will get this out, in the future, when we go to other places, like, for instance, other planets or maybe the space station or something like that, this is what life is going to be. You're going to be walking around corridors and basically living your life indoors. And I think you'll get used to it pretty quickly. I mean, there are people who think that's a good thing, to wake up and get into their car or subway or whatever and never actually step outside. They go back to their office, and they're able to do this through a series of corridors and doors and things like that and never have to actually deal with the elements. And I guess when the elements become too severe, that makes a bit of sense, but still strikes me as a bit scary here. Okay, according to this map, I have to make a right turn at some point. All right, I'm going to go up that escalator and at some point hopefully make a right turn. See, I think this could be so much better if directions were clearer, if you knew exactly where you were going. Of course, the people who live here probably know where everything is, but the people who don't, people who come to Montreal and never actually explored this underground city, can get quickly and hopelessly lost. And it's incredible, though. I've seen no law enforcement of any sort, except for the security guard who didn't let me go up the stairs. Actually, I guess I owe him thanks for that, because had I gone up there, I don't know where I would have wound up. That obviously wasn't the right place to go. It sure looked interesting, though. Okay, now I'm in this empty room that just has staircases going in different directions, escalators. Metro Bonavent Shore, up that escalator. Okay, what happened to the train station? Okay, let me go up the escalator. Hopefully there'll be a sign for the train station once I get up there. This happens when I drive, too. I see a sign, I follow the sign, and then they just sort of stop with the signs. And you wonder if you're still going in the right direction, and 20 miles later you find out you're not. Whose fault is that? And here's a sign for Gare Centrale. Okay, we have found it. And actually, we're here. So, I knew I smelled cinnamon. That's weird. The Cinnabon there, I could smell about a mile away. I thought I was going mad smelling cinnamon, but boy, that really is a pervasive smell. Okay, I'm making a right turn now. Going up some stairs. And going up another escalator. All right. I seem to have arrived. There's a doorway. We're at the CN building, which is, of course, Canadian National, the freight rail. And we're walking down a corridor with jewelry shops and various other things around. Definitely a sense that there's more ahead. This is actually where you would catch the Amtrak train to go back to New York. Just passed the sign for 99.5 FM. It seems like such a long time ago I saw that radio station. And this looks like an actual mall that we're approaching here. I don't know how I can tell that. It just has that feel to it. But as I emerge from this particular passageway, just get the sense that I'm really in a mall. And I don't know why that fills me with relief, but it does. Okay, and here we are in the actual central train station of Montreal. And you can see the sign for where trains are going. Let's see where trains are going. This is a big entryway, just like in Grand Central Penn Station. There are trains to Toronto, to Ottawa, to Quebec. Of course, to Amtrak New York and Halifax as well. All right, so we can't dawdle here. We have to move on. We have to find the passageway out of here and not get caught up in the fascination with trains and with stations and stuff like that. But it does feel good to reach a destination finally. I feel like I really earned this. So it was touch and go there for a while. I didn't think I actually ever get out of that tunnel system, or worse, I'd have to emerge onto the street and admit defeat. And that's not something I wanted to do. It's never something I want to do. But the important thing is we did get through this. We did get through this, and we still have a ways to go. And I'm still looking for a way out of here. Okay, I don't want to get stuck in the train station. And the other thing you have to remember when wandering around these underground cities is that they're multi-level. So you might think that you found a way, and then you come up a dead end. But downstairs, that's not a dead end. Very frustrating. And again, the lack of signage is something that is annoying as well, because this could be so easy if there simply was a sign telling you, yes, this is the way to go, this is how to get there. But there isn't. That's where I emerged. So now I'm going to continue going straight. And of course, that leads me right into a boutique, which I don't want to go into. Oh, but that might be a hallway right there. It doesn't look like one, but I think there could be a hallway hidden in there. Let us see. Yeah, that could be. It looks like just a store, but I think once you walk all the way up to that store, you can make a left turn and continue. You really have to know your way around to be able to do this successfully. Yeah, okay. This does make sense now. We're walking down a busy food area. Sure does look good, actually. All kinds of... Oh, is it Tim Hortons? Of course, everyone's lined up for Tim Hortons. That's sort of a Canadian tradition here. The smells simply are incredible. It's a wine store. It's a kind of butcher, a bakery.
Hi, it's Emmanuel again, I want to thank everybody for their patience. As you've been hearing, the Cheney interview has been found. I don't actually have access to the to what's going out over the airways right now, but I spoke to the engineer in the studio who assured me that I should just calm down already and that everything is being taken care of, and that yes, the Cheney thing is going out over the air. I think that was a quote. So I'm happy to hear that. It's great to know that my hard work has not gone for naught, because, yes, it would have been extremely frustrating to speak to the Vice President of the United States, the outgoing Vice President of the United States, and only have permission to air it one night and not be able to find the tape. You can imagine. I'm over here in Berlin right now. It's the day before New Year's. And we're all kind of just relaxing right now. We're going to have a wild celebration tomorrow night. In fact, some of it will be broadcast live on Off the Hook. But I was kind of freaking out a little bit when I thought that they were just going to air that boring thing about malls instead. It was kind of like a little bit of a nightmare. But before we go back to that, let me just tell you quickly the story about how it came to be. It's really an interesting story. I was just randomly dialing various people in the Bush administration. Of course, we do have their phone numbers, and Dick Cheney's home number actually is one that I've tried quite a few times. And in fact, as in previous occasions, Lynn picked up the phone, but this time I was able to get past her because apparently something was happening inside the Cheney household, because I heard her yelling down the hallway for him to stop tormenting the cat, and apparently that distracted her enough so that she just handed the phone to him. And what I normally do in situations like this, and there's nothing at all unethical about this, I say that I'm calling from the Fox News Network, and sometimes that makes them talk a little bit more. In this particular case, he kept calling me Bill. I'm not exactly sure who he thought I was, but he was very candid, very open, and didn't seem to hold back at all. He did say, however, like I mentioned, that we can only air this interview on Tuesday night, and he seems quite serious about that, and you don't want to get on Dick Cheney's bad side. And we've already heard, I believe, quite a bit of what he had to say about George W. Bush. Boy, that was something. I had no idea he felt so strongly about, well, there are a lot of personal attacks in there, of course, but just basically his opinion on his abilities and his decision making, and even the way he walked. I mean, I thought that was kind of strange how he was sort of mocking that a little bit. And then, of course, the Palin remarks that we played, which we had to actually censor quite a few of those words. And that's the FCC that requires us to do that, unfortunately. But, boy, he certainly does know a lot of words, and he used them quite non-sparingly. And then, of course, we heard the other side of Dick Cheney, which actually he got very emotional. There seemed to be some choking up as far as what could have been. Especially with places like Guantanamo and various changes to the Constitution that he wanted to implement that did not happen under the current administration. And, yeah, there was definitely some choking up, some real heartfelt emotion there. All in all, a very well-rounded and interesting interview. It's a shame we couldn't have gotten to know this side of him before, because it really makes him quite a human. So, in any event, enough of this. Coming up now, the final segment of the Dick Cheney interview. And, again, we want to hear from you. We want your comments. So please call the radio station with your feedback to this historic event at 631-632-9872. Write to us, otw@2600.com. Definitely want to hear your feelings about this momentous occasion, this historic interview. So now back to Dick Cheney. He'll be telling us now, actually, in his own words, we tried not to edit any of this because some of the speech is a bit slurred, but I think you can make out what he's trying to say and get quite a lot from that. The true story, in his words, the true story behind the Iraq invasion, and also, and this is fascinating, how he intends to remain in power even after the Bush administration leaves office, and that's something I think we should all pay close attention to. So here is the rest of the Dick Cheney interview, and thank you, engineers over at WUSB, for making this possible.
So now here I am in another mall. again, I don't know which direction to go. Okay. There's a dental center ahead, the Boulevard René Lévesque to the left. I'm going to go straight because it just seems like there's more that way. Got some clothing stores here, got another food court. Signs from McGill University. Okay, I'm in the right area because my end destination is the station called Peel, and that's next to McGill, so I'm getting close. Okay, now I have to decide one of four directions to go to. That's an exit. That's another exit. Okay, so I can only go this way, and that's a very long corridor. Looks like a very long mall. And to the right of me as well is the food court I just passed, which is much bigger than I thought it was. Actually, it's huge. And looks like another side of a mall way over. I could never reach that. It's so far away. Okay, the McGill metro station is straight ahead. Don't know how far. It's the other thing, they don't tell you distances, so you don't really know how far away things are. You know, highways, they tell you distances. They say something is a quarter mile away or a couple hundred meters or something like that. Here it's just, yeah, it's over there someplace. You'll get to it if you keep trying. So McGill Metro is ahead someplace. Don't know where. And after that, Peel would be our destination, which we're almost at the point of saying that it's within reach. Almost. Whenever I come here, though, and I don't mean malls, although in this particular case, I guess malls aren't really an exception, I feel like it's just very relaxed. I'm talking about Montreal in general. Hang on, I'm just looking at a sign now. I think I have to go down this way. It's interesting because I've been through here several times in the last couple of days, and I don't even recognize anything. That could just be because of my lack of sense of direction, but it could also be because I'm going over a new territory that I haven't seen before. Because, in case I didn't make it clear, this is really, really big. I'm going down an escalator now. What I was saying was that whenever I come up here to any Canadian city, it just feels so much more relaxed than the frenzied pace we're used to back home. And it's even walking around a mall can be somewhat relaxing. I don't think I could say that back home. Right, I'm in an enclosed area. There's another Tim Hortons up ahead. As I walk through the door, another food court. How much do people eat over here anyway? And another escalator going down. Yeah, I've gone back to the rule of not walking down the escalator because I feel like I made progress. Oh my God, there's another mall. There's a brief gap there, not a very big gap, but yeah, this is another very busy mall. I don't know what makes you decide which mall you're going to go to. Okay, I see a sign for Station Peel ahead. Wow. It's actually kind of sobering to hear that the end might be in sight. This is one of these multi-level malls, and by far the most crowded, unless you count the train station, which was crowded for a different reason. This is the closest thing to a regular U.S.-type mall that I've seen. I think we have five levels that I can see, anyway. And another food court. Wow, this one's really big. We're in what's known as the, actually, I don't know what this is called. I see Central District, I see Montreal District. So I think it's just a bunch of districts. This food court is enormous. Oh my God, there's another half to it. Why aren't these people as big as houses? I don't understand this. They have more food courts than I've ever seen. And they're all near each other. Okay, I've got to figure this out now. If I go up that escalator, I'm in the middle of the food court now. I think I have to go up that escalator to escape the food court, because otherwise you'll get defeated. Aqua Lunch. What is Aqua Lunch? I'm seeing a lot of American chains here. That's the first time I've seen that as far as food places. Burger Kings. And I did see a Subway before, but so much busier here. Okay, here is the McGill Metro. I don't want that, so I want to go in the other direction, away from that. And I'm not backtracking because I'm turned around. I'm going upstairs now. A bunch of ATMs here, shoe stores, eyeglasses, and clothing, and various things like that. It does feel good to see people again. It really does. It was so lonely out there in the corridors in that other section, but now it's suddenly full of life, you know, and exuberance and spending. You'd never guess that the entire world is on the verge of economic depression. You wouldn't see it on the faces here. These faces full of hope and perhaps a bit of naivete. And in a way that's somewhat refreshing. Okay, I killed some time there. And I've turned the corner. And okay, Place Montreal Trust. Do I want to go there or do I want to go to the left? I think I want to go straight. I think, given the choice between, you know, I haven't seen big department stores. Just a lot of small shops. Anyway, given the choice between getting lost in a mall and getting lost in a small corridor somewhere, I think I'd pick the corridor, because there's something about a mall that can very quickly drive you completely mad. And you can see how quickly that's happened, because only a few minutes ago I was happy to be here. And now I really, that's about the fourth Starbucks I've seen in the last 10 minutes. Really would like to find my way out of here. Okay, I seem to be in a different mall now. Yeah, I recognize that fountain. I saw that fountain. Is that another food court? Good Lord. How is that even possible? I just don't understand how someone... I know it's over there to the left as well. This is simply... It's like the entire population of Montreal must be out at a mall. One of the malls. And look how many stories this one is. This is... Oh, my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, it looks like more than 5. But still, 5 is pretty big. I'm on the second floor. The mall's, food court's on the first floor. Very brightly lit and busy. It's a Saturday afternoon, so I guess it's busier than other times when it's not Saturday afternoon. Right, I see a sign for Peel. I'm going to try and... Wait, now it's turning the other way. Okay. I'm supposed to go... Oh, wait. I'm so turned around now. Basically, the sign just had me do a U-turn and then make a left turn. All right. I'll play along, see what happens. I'm making a left turn going away from this whole area. And there's a hallway heading into what I am almost certain is, yes, another mall. We'll know soon enough. Passing an electronics store. I haven't seen very many electronics stores. This is the first one. La Source Par Circuit City. Weird. Entering the Carrefour Industrial Alliance. Yeah, you know, and you can tell this mall and this food court over here, which, yes, is huge again, has a completely different ambiance to it. It's like you're going from Rome to Paris. It's just completely different, foreign, alien. You would never recognize the two as malls if you had known that the two of them were malls. That's how different they are. Completely and utterly unique and individual, as every mall is. You know, I almost believe that. Let's continue. Wow. More fast food joints. More stores. Got to get out of here. Heading into another section. Going up some stairs now. I'm almost hoping for a dead zone, you know, something sort of like what we had before, the peacefulness. We could hear the crickets and see the stars. I'm in the Le Cours Montréal right now. It's not as busy. A little bit more run down, but I have a feeling that's going to change. Metro Peel, straight ahead. Another Starbucks. Yeah, I should be keeping count of the Starbucks. I went a long, long time without seeing a single one. Another food court. This one isn't quite as big. There must be people who have explored every foot of this place and know it all. And I have a lot of respect for that kind of thing, even though you've probably just wasted your entire life. Still, to know such a vast amount of territory is something worthy of recognition and perhaps commitment someplace. Going down more hallways filled with stores and people, rounding a corner in a moment. What do you think the odds are of seeing another food court? Well, there is one. Okay, how about that? It's a small one, but still, it's definitely a food court. And I do see a sign for Metro Peel ahead, which is our end destination. Of course, it's not the farthest possible point. I'm sure I could walk and get to the entrance, which is as far away from where we started, which actually technically is not so far as the crow flies. That would have to be one pretty sick crow, but hang on, let me open this door. In the metro entryway now. Actually only a couple of stations away, but consider that we walked all the way down and then walked all the way back up and got lost a couple of times. So what I'm doing right now is I'm walking right past the Peel station, and there's an entryway to Rue Sherbrooke, which would be a little bit further away. Yeah, and there's a very long corridor to an escalator there. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm just going to walk to that escalator so I can stand outside for a second. That would be nice. Seems like hours ago I was outside of that payphone booth. So for those of you who think that malls are harmless and that they simply have lived in peace with us, come to Montreal. You'll see that they're growing and swallowing people in their path, because it just never seems to stop. And for all I know, had I taken another turn, it would have gone on for even longer. Getting on what I hope is my final escalator. Well, that sounds rather ominous, doesn't it? The escalator that leads outdoors. That's better, isn't it? I hear sounds of traffic. I can smell air. Yeah, it's actual air again. Wow. Still inside. Haven't actually opened the door, but there is an open door in front of me. And once I walk through that open door, it's one of those same doors, in fact, that are single slabs that simply pivot. And once I step out that doorway, it's over. Three steps away, two steps away, one step. I am outside. I've lived through a lot of interesting things, but I gotta tell you, that period of time underground was something I don't think I'll ever forget. I can remember it as if it were yesterday, in fact. It's just something I can't get out of my mind, no matter how hard I try. Well, that's our journey. We made it from one part of the city to another, and wandered through all sorts of other parts as well, and wound up not seeing any of the actual city because we were underground the whole time, or enclosed the whole time. But we saw another part of the world, and maybe another part of future worlds as well. From Montreal, it's Emmanuel. Hopefully we'll do a show outdoors next time. Good night.
go to the mall. Let's go to the mall. Let's go to the mall of the future. I hear they've got it all. I hear they've got it all. I hear they've got it all at the mall of the future. Let's go to the mall of the future.